And we had a command post at Area 51, and that's where I worked.
Okay.
Now, I also flew support aircraft. When I came out to Area 51, most of my flying time was in tankers.
Correct.
Or B-29s or T-6s or B-25s or whatever I'd been flying.
Yeah.
I'd flown in jets and had been at the controls of them, but never checked out. And so I checked out in a T-33 here, which is a little trainer, two-seat trainer.
It's a jet.
It was just like, yeah, it's a jet. And it's a straight wing jet. It's an older jet, but it's a good airplane, and it has good qualities. And I this was a whole different thing to me. Now I was how old was I? I was maybe 34 or 35 years old.
Right.
And I'd never flown a jet by myself, particularly. I'd always been with a crew or whatever, and I got a co-pilot and a navigator and an engineer and a boom operator and scanners and the whole thing. So on a bigger airplane like that, you're a coordinator more than anything else, make sure that everything happens properly.
Right, right.
Now, suddenly I'm flying a little single engine jet, and I'm all by myself. It was kind of scary at first, I got to tell you. I said, man, I am up here all by myself.
Yeah.
And but it was fun.
Yeah.
And it was kind of like learning to fly all over again. And go up and do aerobatics, stuff I hadn't done for years.
Wow.
Know? So that was a lot of fun. And then I flew the U-3B, which is what we call the Blue Canoe. It's a little, it's not even a turboprop. It's just a little twin-engine Cessna. Mm-hmm. Carries three people in back, two in front. And we use it to take people, pick up people, move them around, that sort of stuff,
right,
on short hops. Tell you an interesting story about that sometime later.
Okay.
I'm not sure it should be on. This is
okay,
the thing we did.
We
flew into Chicago and one time to a Air Force Army, the first Army Air Force and Army football game at Soldiers Field,
huh,
and we weren't supposed to be there. We snuck in and parked it. But anyway,